You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Spent the majority of my afternoon watching the sentencing phase of former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger. If you remember, she says that she went to the wrong apartment where she shot and killed a man that was just watching television eating ice cream on his couch. 26-year-old Botham Jean, who was a college graduate, had a really good job, just a credit to the community.
Right.
And the prosecution pulled out some evidence, Brian, and submitted it to the court. It was absolutely damning to this young lady. First of all, she was denied employment by the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport Police.
Red flag.
She was also denied employment by the Fort Worth Police Department.
Another red flag.
She also listed on her application that she had indeed used marijuana in the past. And that's not an offense that precludes you from employment. Mm-hmm. But during the trial, they were trying to bring up that the victim had had a little small amount of marijuana in the house. So they also pulled out some of her text messages and social media posts, which were racist. Straight up.
You were saying something off air about the parade situation.
Yeah, she was working the Martin Luther King Parade, which is an annual parade. It's huge. It's like one of the biggest parades in Dallas. And one of her fellow police officers texted her and was like, oh, when is this going to be over? And so she said, when MLK is dead.
Wow.
And then put ... Oh, wait. She was also texting with someone about a dog. And the person who texted her says, well, it's a good dog, but I think that it might be racist. And then she responded back, oh, well, no worries, I am too.
This is a police officer.
Someone tasked to serve and protect. If you have contempt for a group of people that you're supposed to be protecting, how can that be? That's a conflict right there. So, I don't know. As I've been just considering everything, I think she really did go to that door and thought that that was hers. But when she saw him, she shot to kill.
And the jury agreed, Shay.
We, the jury, unanimously find the defendant, Amber Geiger, guilty of murder as charged in the indictment. No outburst. And it is signed by the presiding juror, who is juror number 11. Mr. Rogers, would you like to have the jury poll? You may be seated, Ms. Geiger.
Now,
they're still sequestered, the jury that is, because they're going to have to decide how many years she's going to get. So right now, between 5 and 99 years is on the table.
Just all around, just sad, because now a young man, life was taken. Now someone has to go to prison.
They talked about how much the family has changed of Mr. Jean, because he was the glue that held everyone together. His mother was on the stand, and I mean, I was bawling out of control as she was just talking about her son and all the wonderful things that he did. And now his little brother, she says at first he was angry punching walls, and now she says he doesn't say anything anymore, and she doesn't know what he's thinking. She doesn't know what to do.
Family broken, it sounds like now.
You know, yeah. The gun violence in every way. In every way. You just don't know what it does to people, and this family is irreparably changed. Today on the show, we're going to be talking with Kansas City Police Chief Rick Smith. We also have State Representative Ashley Bland Manlove. She's having an event today, Brian, to address the gun violence in our city. And of course, we can talk with the chief about, you know, those sorts of things here, how we can make sure that we're not hiring people in our police force who have contempt and disdain for black people.
Right.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621. Today, look for highs in the lower 80s. Heavy rain coming through. Right now, you're cloudy at 72 in Fairway, Kansas. Shay, what's popping?
Friends of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, get excited. Will Smith announced that he will be bringing a athleisure line to the marketplace. It'll be called Bel-Air Athletics, and it's based on his character that he played in Fresh Prince.
Athleisure, never heard of that before.
Mm-hmm.
But I can
That's like leisure and athletic.
Yeah,
so
I can see that.
Yeah. So some of the prices is a tie-dye shirt for $40, a retro basketball graphic that changes color with body heat. He also has hoodies for men and women for $60, track pants for $80, a paisley print shooter sleeve for $18, and Will Smith air freshener for $6. I could afford the $6.
How much was that tie-dye shirt?
$40.
$40?
Yeah. For $40? Yeah. That's a little pricey.
For a shirt?
Yeah, it's a little pricey.
$40.
But I guess if you want to represent, you know, for your favorite actor, why not?
Okay, y'all go ahead and spend that money.
WeTV is prepping a reality show about Hollywood parents. And who's set to star? None other than Ray J, Too Short, and Masika Kalisha, who apparently has a baby with Fetty Wap.
Oh,
yeah, she fine.
I don't know her.
Ray J on another show, huh?
Hey, scoop up the bag as much as you can.
Oh,
if they interested, get the check.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Who's the second person? Too Short.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Just got this new baby in his life. So this should be pretty interesting. We don't know a lot about him, right?
Yeah.
By Too Short?
Mm-hmm. He doesn't do a lot of interviewing.
He a pimp. I know that.
Finally made a baby.
From Oakland.
Well, this is one thing that never results in babies. That's masturbation. And Mary star Erica Campbell.
Uh-oh. Come on, hit me with
it. Says that masturbation is not pure. And you should not cheapen it by pleasuring yourself.
Do it.
Ooh. What she know about that?
She's saying you shouldn't do it.
Oh, like that!
But she a married lady. You got a whole man in the bed with you every night.
Yeah, well, like, what the other lady supposed to, what y'all supposed to do?
Y'all.
Yeah, talking to, you know, folks who don't have nobody with them.
I'll run from you right now how good you look.
So, purity is the word of the day. You need to be pure, and you should not be doing that.
Are you listening?
Me?
Yeah.
What I got to do with this? I have absolutely nothing to do with this story.
This applies to everybody.
No, it don't.
You just gonna disobey Mary like that?
I don't do that, but Period. I mean, if I did, that would be some more of my business. I don't know why she care about that.
So like you probably eat more than a sandwich, boy.
That's not nobody's business. But
in a circular motion.
It's nobody's business. Why do you even have anything to say on that? Is interesting.
She said it's not pure.
Okay, it's a lot of things that's not pure. Hey, add that to the list, and you know everyone personally talked to God about it.
I'm a strong black woman.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because my job closed and I ain't got no job.
You mean you got fired?
They moved back to Texas and I ain't got no job.
Texas is a cool little state. You ain't never thought about...
Yeah. Man, I see all that messy stuff going on in Texas. All them messed up police officers and everything going on. Everything is Texas. But the problem is, somebody can run me my money. They left without paying me my money. And that's why I'm mad, though.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Miss Shay. Somebody needs to run me my money. They better call the NCAA, NWACP, or... I don't give them OPP, whoever it is. Somebody to run me my check.
First off, nobody's going to call the NAACP for you, Miss Cindy, because you got fired on your job. That's number one.
I didn't get fired.
You were stealing biscuits and all the other stuff that Dave was having.
Miss Cindy, MoDOT is hiring, though. They're having a hiring fair on Thursday for people to plow the snow.
I don't plow snow. I don't cut grass. I don't do none of that.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, Cindy, I was trying to help. I back out of this conversation now.
Miss Cindy, beggars cannot be choosers. Bye, Miss Cindy. Have a good day.
Exactly.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
High school game of the week. This is the last day to get your vote in, Brian. Just taking a look at the standings right now. East versus Lincoln Prep is the number one vote getter.
What? For that new blue, beautiful field.
I know. Brian, I saw it yesterday. Some Chiefs players helped the kids run a little route.
Bashai Breland.
Oh, that was our guy.
Mm-hmm.
See, I was looking at it sideways while I was doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Also, coming in at second, J.C. Harmon versus Schlegel. Then Sumner Academy versus Northeast. And Southeast versus Central is holding up the back. I said I wanted to go to the homecoming game on Friday. And I got some folks on Twitter responding back. Derek Pitts, he want to know if you're coming too.
I'm going to try. Because I got a music forum I'm hosting for May Mob.
Oh, okay.
On Friday. I'm going to try to slide through before then.
Well, I'm definitely going to be in the building. Coach Nafisa hit me up on Twitter as well. She said she going to be there. I'm like, girl, I know you going to be there.
Yeah.
You're a coach. Mm-hmm. So this is exciting. We want to support the kids and let them know they're important in everything that they do, from academics even to sports.
That's right.
How was your practice yesterday?
Oh, we didn't have practice.
Oh, really?
Monday, Wednesday, Thursday.
So what were you doing in your free time?
Got my mixes done. You know what it is, baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Rewatch Chiefs game. Had to analyze a couple things. Had to break down some film, even steal some things from my boys.
What are the chances of me being able to sit in the sixth row with you on this Sunday?
Do you you got an app on your phone, right? Called Game Time or StubHub or something where you can go get a ticket? I think that's about the only way we can do that.
So the chances of me sitting next to you on Sunday,
it might be an open seat. You gotta go get it.
No, but you have two seats in the sixth row.
Me and somebody who also pays for the ticket with me. Yeah.
Wow.
So you're going to arm wrestle him or something. That's between y'all.
I'm with it. Well, yeah.
Okay. Hey, class. She trying to arm wrestle you, dog.
Let's go.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I want to be there. I want to be in the building.
Well,
that gives inspiration for the Chiefs song.
Come on. Nobody's holding you back. You work every day just like I do. We work the same jobs, matter of fact.
Speaking of Chief, Chief Rick Smith is in the building.
Yes.
He's going to be coming up at the 7 o'clock hour. We're talking about gun violence in the city and what we can do as a community to assist the police in trying to bring down some of these murders.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Right now, 112 murders in Kansas City, Brian. Mm-hmm. That's the number we're sitting at, a town of good people, great neighbors, family. I've never lived somewhere where everyone is related. I don't care who it is. Oh, that's my cousin.
Mm-hmm. Everybody knows everybody.
So the gun violence is an issue for the station.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that we've even, changed our positioning statement to address it.
Mm-hmm.
Today we've got Chief of Police Rick Smith with the KCPD. And State Representative Ashley Bland Manlove. And we're hoping that this conversation can maybe bring forth something that we can do as people in the community that want peace.
Good morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
thank you so much for getting up and coming with us. Now, when you hear 112 murders and it's just October 2nd, as a leader, do you feel some sort of responsibility in bridging back the tide a little bit of these murders? Do you feel the weight of that every day?
Sure. I tell everyone it's disheartening, right? And like you say, especially when you look at our city as a whole, it's a great place to live, right? It's a great place to raise a family. I raised my family here. You know, I think we all want this city to thrive and be, you know, that city that everyone says they want to come to. And it's an awesome experience. And more so now than ever, I think that's happening. But we have this one, you know, just really bad influence in our city, and that's violent crime.
We talk about this a lot, and a lot of the listeners are gun owners, and they want to be able to have their weaponry.
Yeah.
Can you talk to us about maybe what numbers are associated with people who are carriers? Does that have anything to do with it, the amount of guns that are out there?
No, I mean, I've heard numbers of guns out there. I think the laws are such in our state, you know, that we have open carry, we have concealed carry. Just about anyone can carry a gun now. And, you know, that's probably okay for some people. But for some people, you know, they're not, their emotions probably aren't mature enough to handle that, and when there's conflict, the first thing they reach for is a gun rather than a phone or a, hey, I need to talk to you about this, or hey, why are we having this conflict? You know, there is no conflict resolution. It goes straight to gunplay.
Wow. Representative Manlove, when you hear about the different laws, you know, that's what you do now. You're into the legislation piece. What can we do to influence our representatives or folks in positions to protect us when it comes to that?
Well, unfortunately, I think it's you know, this is a horrible scourge, you know, on our city. And being born and raised here, it's devastating for me to see every year, and at least the past 10 years, Kansas City being in the you know, top 10 deadliest cities, you know, for at least the past 10 years. And that's heartbreaking. That's really devastating. As the chief said, and from a state level, we do need to roll back these laws. I've had direct conversations with the governor to try to roll back or put limitations back on who can carry a weapon. And he was unfortunately not open to fixing that. So I'm taking that the other avenue. Okay, well, if I can't stop the guns, well, let me go back and address the people. And I think that's what we're going to have to work on collectively as a community, is becoming a community again and having conversations, using our words and loving each other again. It's okay. You're not alone. The world isn't against you. Like, we're a community. Let's be that.
Now it's time for the Shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:22. Today, look for highs in the lower 80s. Heavy rain coming up. Right now, you're cloudy at 74 in KCK. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Libra friends. Gospel singer Mandisa. She was on American Idol, I think, back in the day. She's 43. Latasha Scott, member of Escape, is 46 today.
I am ready.
But they put Disputed next to that.
Uh-oh. She's a nice lady. I met her before.
Yeah. The little chunky one. And singer Freddie Jackson.
When somebody loves you.
How old is Freddie?
63.
Hey. I should do that. That's my jam. Happy birthday, everybody born on October 2nd.
Sad news coming out of Houston, Texas this morning. Beyonce's father, Matthew Knowles, has revealed that he has been diagnosed with breast cancer.
Wow. And you just said yesterday. I know it affects women. I didn't know it affected men,
yes,
too.
Yes, it does. It doesn't get talked about as much. And I think that this is going to be an opportunity for us to shine a light on a reality. Men are plagued with breast cancer. And I think sometimes it's even a stigma or a little bit of shame to admit it. But y'all have breasts too. He's going to be on Good Morning America today talking about it with Michael Strahan. Also, Little Kim is going to be awarded the I Am Hip Hop Award, the 2019 BET Awards, which will air Tuesday, October 8th.
She deserves it. Prodigy of Biggie. She's done a lot, especially for women in hip hop.
Yes, sir.
Because she was, you know, when she came out, it wasn't about sex appeal or none of that. She was the first to do that.
Oh, yeah. You know, Queen Latifah, MC Light, they were kind of tomboyish.
Right.
Salt and Pepper had a little bit of a feminine spin.
Slightly. DeBrat, as rough and tough as it gets.
Exactly. But she came in with the whole fashion piece to it.
Yes, she
did. I'll be watching on Tuesday. Shouts out to my girl, Oprah Winfrey. I'm a part of her Oprah Book Club. I'm reading Ta-Nehisi Coates' new one, The Water Dancer, right now. She was at a fundraiser and luncheon over the weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina. It was a fundraiser for the UNCF, and they raised $1.5 million on their own. And Oprah said, "You know what? I'll match it.
You get $1 million. You get $1 million. You get $1 million."
She's my auntie. Like, if I meet Oprah,
my
I'm out of here. I'm telling you.
You want to meet her? You can meet Oprah. Okay, I'll call her up after the show.
Brian, you do not have Oprah's number.
How come I don't? What?
Because you don't. You're lying.
I told you, Stedman is in the guest house. I'm in the penthouse.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's another Wellness Wednesday. Coming up at 9:23, we've got Dr. RJ talking about overcoming negative self-talk, which is so very important when you've got a narrative going on in your head. Sometimes it'll cause some reactions to things. We've been talking about violence in our community, and I think sometimes negative self-talk can be associated with that, Brian.
Yeah. Chief Smith, I wanted to ask you, from the police department's perspective, what are you all looking for in the community to help change this narrative that we're a dangerous city?
Well, I wanted to give a shout out to the station, because I think the first step is we got to talk about this honestly and openly, and I think the community has to know from all aspects that we have an issue with this and that we need everyone's help in this. We're not going to solve this. We're not going to rest our way out of this. We're not going to program our way out of this. We need families involved. We need, you know, down to the very level of mom and dads and kids and conversation and what's happening in our city.
Just got a tweet that says, murder numbers have been steady for decades because the youth have nowhere to go. No more after-school programs to occupy the youth. Community centers cost too much or keep closing the gyms for private outside events so kids can't play. Either Chief Smith or Representative Ashley Bland, man love, what are your thoughts on that statement?
So, I remember back when Hot Summer Nights was the program that gave us an outlet over the summer. And I think that, you know, Mayor Sly James tried to do it with his Mayor's Nights. Our former Mayor Sly James tried to do it with his Mayor's Nights. I think that's slightly a valid point. I mean, this is a multi-layered issue. It's not just a silver bullet. It's not just that the kids don't have anything to do, because there actually are a lot of programs out there. We just have to get people to interact with those programs. That's sometimes hard, is finding your market. So the people that need the information aren't engaged in a way that they can receive that information. So I think that there are programs out there. But I do see that there is a lack of time for kids to just be kids in a safe space, and I think that we can work to improve that.
You've got an event coming up tonight where you're going to be partnering together a couple of different factions of the community: the Jackson County Medical Examiner's Office, a program called POSSE, which is Peers Organized to Support Student Excellence, and the Center for Conflict Resolution.
Correct.
I think conflict resolution is one of the main things that we need to be talking about as a community. And when we come back, we want to find out a little bit more about your event and maybe get some insight from Chief Smith on conflict resolution.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Having a conversation about violence in Kansas City, we've got Chief Rick Smith of the Kansas City Police Department and State Representative Ashley Bland Manlove. And we've been talking off air about a lot of the different issues that are at play when it comes to gun violence in our community. And Chief Smith, the relationship between the community and police has been fractured in years past. Here and in other places around the country, we're looking at the situation in Dallas where the officer was found guilty in the shooting death of Botham Jean. How can we bridge the gap between officers and the work that you have to do and the community who sometimes may feel like the love is not there coming from the side of the officers?
Sure. It's, you know, sometimes policing is a difficult position to be in, right? Yeah, we want to get violent people off the streets that are harming other people. I think most people want that. And when does that conflict with other, excuse me, other people's values or what their perceptions are of things? Sure. I think we have that in the city. I will say to you, I think our city does a better job. I think our police department has been involved in the community for the 33 years I've been here. We have been involved. And I think we make a very big effort to get into neighborhoods, talk to neighborhood leaders, be at schools and those kinds of things. So police see us, or people see us as the police, as trying to be helpful rather than trying to be, you know, just enforcement.
Have you ever had an incident where you found a bad or rogue cop? And if that were the case, what do you do with them?
Sure. When it comes to our attention, we evaluate it right away, even the rumor of it. And if we think there's any possibility that there's credence to it, we will pull that officer off the street right away. So we may not have enough for administrative action, you know, instantly, but we would put them on a desk job and not have interaction with the public.
What do you say to those folks who really, really want to say something that's going on in their community, but they're apprehensive because of whatever reason, because of the stigma behind the word snitching, or because maybe they fear for their lives or their family's lives in their neighborhoods?
Yeah, that's a great one, Brian. And now with the $25,000 tip reward money for homicides, that's a great avenue. But I would say to you, hey, if you know Brian, you know Shay, you know people, if you're afraid to come forward, tell them, let them come forward. For I mean, there's many avenues of which the information can get to us. We're not asking for names, we're not asking for, you know, you come and testify. Just give us the information, especially if we know something's about to happen. It gives us an opportunity to intervene and prevent that. I mean, because what we're talking about this morning is the 111 homicides, 112 homicides. What we want is none of those, right? But we have to have an opportunity to intervene.
October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. How many of these 112 murders do you think is associated with that? I know we focus a lot on gun violence, and that's usually the weapon of choice, but I think domestic violence has a piece in this as well.
It does. And domestic violence is an issue. You know, it's an issue not just here. It's an issue everywhere. But again, I think we've had some discussion about conflict resolution and the skills people have and how they deal with it. I mean, we've all been in relationships that I'm sure at times no one agrees, right? We've all been in arguments with our significant others. Now, I think the difference is some people get physical in those and some people, you know, walk away or they go to the bar and drink or whatever they do to settle down and then come back home and start over. And some people don't, right? Some people engage in behavior that increases the violence rather than decreasing the violence. And I think that's what we talk about, this de-escalation. How do we give people the tools to de-escalate?
And that's something that definitely will be addressed tonight on your conversation with the community representative. Great. Manlove. And we're going to continue talking about this, Brian. This is not going to be a one-day thing, one-day fix. You know, of course, we're not able to hit all points that we want to hit in this short, limited amount of time. But tonight from 6:30 to 8, Trailside Community Center, you've got your event where you'll be partnering with the community to see if we can come up with maybe a different way to look at things and a solution to this issue in the city.
Well, this came out of conversations with the governor. So the governor has basically taken the stance that guns don't kill people, people kill people. So if we give everybody a job and fix the people, then the violence will go away. that is not false, but very naive. But if that's where my starting point needs to be, then okay. So let's have conversations with the community. I need to engage with the people that I serve so I can know what your issues are and so I can get resources to you to help you learn conflict resolution or, you know, how to use your words. Just there's a lot of resources out here, and there's a lot of programs that are also offering wraparound services, like I like to call them. So it might be job training, but it'll also have transportation. It'll also have daycare facilities so you can go to work. So I'm just trying to get these resources to my community.
This is posted on our Hot 103 Jams social media pages, so check it out.
Thank you so much, State Representative Ashley Bland Manlove and Chief Rick Smith. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Hey,
thanks for having us.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Nominations coming through for our Queen for a Day contest, Brian.
Yes.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we want to shine a light on those who are survivors and those who are still going through treatment right now.
Absolutely. I know it's a tough thing for, you know, those folks and their families. And, you know, we just want to brighten up that day just a little bit.
Give them a little pick-me-up. So $125 gift card is on the line. Dinner for two, and we may throw in a couple different things. We'll make our first announcement on Friday. So go to KPRS.com and register your loved one. Mm-hmm. So, Brian.
Shay.
Friday. I need you to come.
To what?
The homecoming of Lincoln Park.
Oh, I'm going to try to slide through. You know, it's the opening of the new beautiful blue field. Friend of the show, Bashai Breland, Kansas City Chiefs player, was there yesterday visiting the Lincoln Prep Tigers at practice. You know, I'm excited for an IL school to be able to have their own fields, because playing in the IL growing up, we only played on East and Southeast. And now I think almost all the IL schools have their own field. But this is incredibly special for Lincoln Prep coming up on this Friday.
I'm excited. And we want to support the young people. Get some more community members in the stands. I don't have any kids or anything, but absolutely, I want to support your kids.
Yeah. And it boosts your morale. It really does on the field when you see the community actually supporting you and your team. You know, growing up, I only played probably in front of 50 or 100 people per game at our games.
Really?
Yeah, and that's not acceptable. It's not. So whatever we can do.
That's totally different from my high school experience. Yeah. There were literally thousands of people that showed up for the game for the boys on the field, but also for the band. So people would be there to watch their kids in the bands and the auxiliaries, the majorettes, the high steppers.
Yeah, we really.
So thousands of people
that
are not there.
No, not when I was playing in the IO, which was from like 2000 to 2002, 2003. But this just, I feel like this is giving people a purpose, even though the kids themselves should be the only purpose for you to come on out. But just the beautiful field itself and the dedication of Lincoln Prep turning that thing around is beautiful to see.
I'm really connecting with what you said about only playing in front of 50 people and looking up and seeing a stand full of people, how that would have made you feel.
It makes you play harder. It gives you a sense of purpose. And you don't want to let those people down. Seriously.
We got to be there.
Yeah.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
8:22 today. Look for highs in the lower 80s with heavy rain on the way. Right now, you're cloudy at 74 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's popping?
After 2 years and one baby, Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott are apparently, quote, taking some time apart.
Damn!
Do you care the long way?
Nope. I might care if we get a fire Travis Scott album, though. Do you care? I know you don't.
Damn.
I care in the sense that it would be nice if Stormy, their baby, was raised in a, you know, two-parent home. But
sensational.
Other than that, no, I don't care. Hillary Clinton said yesterday that the gutsiest thing she ever did in her life was, guess what?
Ah, boy, I think the gutsiest thing I ever done, well, personally, make the decision to stay in my marriage. Publicly, politically, run for president. And keep going. Just get up every day and keep going.
Stand by your man, Hillary. You did the right thing.
Boy, look.
What?
This wide. Ooh.
Ooh, what?
Ow. He did the fool.
And you know, he a man in power, you know? But that wasn't the first time, though. You remember when he was trying to actually run for president?
He was accused of a lot of different things over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I guess I'm just prideful. The fact that you did it is bad, but the fact that now everybody got to know that you did that to me makes it worse.
You know, we had got actual audio of when Bill Clinton saw Monica Lewinsky. You know
no,
that, right?
No, we don't.
Look at that. Ooh-wee.
What?
You see that booty?
What? Nothing.
They're better when they're thick. I don't want the weight going. Keep it on.
Keep it on.
Well, look, I cannot do this. Anyway, Gucci Mane is starring in a new Gucci campaign. We done with the boycott? I never was part of the boycott because I ain't got Gucci money.
I don't either. But I totally forgot about it, though. Seriously.
But for those of you with Gucci money, are you still boycotting or no?
You talking to me?
Yeah, don't you got Gucci money?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
What more do you want from me?
You can fit some Gucci shoes or Gucci socks.
Definitely not their clothes.
Gucci hat, bandana.
I'm good on all that. I'll just
so get you a Soulja Boy bandana, stretched out looking.
I'll stick with my KC shirts. That's
there
what
you
I
go.
Will.
There you go.
Yes.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wallace Wednesday with Dr. RJ on Hot 103 Gems.
Your private self-talk can either be a powerful stepping stone or a major obstacle to reaching your goals. If you constantly make negative predictions like, I'm going to mess this up, or call yourself names, your self-talk will rob you of mental strength. Your thoughts affect how you feel and how you behave. The way you think has the power to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Here are 7 ways to tame your inner critic. Number 1, pay attention to your thoughts. You're so used to hearing your own narration that it's easy to become oblivious to the messages you're giving yourself. Change the channel. The best way to change the channel is by getting active. Find an activity that will temporarily distract you from the negative tapes playing in your head. Number 3, examine the evidence. Your thoughts aren't always true. It's important to examine the evidence before you believe your thoughts. Replace negative thoughts with realistic statements. Number 5, consider how bad it would be if your thoughts were true. Number 6, ask yourself what advice you give to a friend. Number 7, balance self-improvement with self-acceptance. Love yourself. Encourage yourself. Your mind can be your best asset or your worst enemy. If you want to know more about how to train your brain to think differently, visit psychologytoday.com. This is Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.